What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And a large reason they won today joins us in the Red Sox clubhouse. Lucas Giolito, who was just absolutely awesome, gets his eighth win. A sweep of the Astros, Lucas. We were just talking about it. There's a real feeling of belief in that room and what you guys have going. So fun to be a part of, so fun to watch. How was it today on the mound and to be a part of this thing that's rolling in the right direction?
Felt good, yeah. You know, another early start. First couple innings took me a little bit to find my bearings. I was a little out of it. Kind of velo was down. Location wasn't great, but we were able to get away with that. Big part to our defense, especially Alex at third today. It was just fantastic. But as the game went on, just fell into a nice rhythm, and Connor was fantastic back behind the dish, pushing all the right buttons. So, yeah, overall, really good series for us.
Lucas, since June 10th, you have 10 games, all of which you've gone into the sixth inning except for one. You're getting deep into these games. Prior to that, you've had seven where it was kind of up and down every other game. Seems like you throw a gem and then you'd have a battle day. Coming off injury, can you talk about what you did not only physically but mentally to get back to where you are right now to make that adjustment?
It was really committing to the mechanical adjustments. When I first came back off the IL and after missing a year, I was super out of whack, especially with my arm slot, how I was delivering the baseball. So we fixed that. We cleaned that up. I really committed to that. You know, that's credit to our pitching coaches and, you know, the biomechanics people, all the people that are working for us. And then once we kind of got that and got that rhythm, got locked in there, then it was you know, much easier to make mid-game adjustments, much easier to navigate through lineups and execute pitches.
You know, Lucas, you've been so good lately for this team. So fun to watch you pitch. I wasn't going to bring this up, but once you said the morning start kind of had you off, I remember, I'm sure you do too, you know, with Chicago, you come in here on Patriots Day, that early start here, you were a little rattled early.
Yep.
What is it about morning starts that takes you sort of a little while to get the thing into fifth gear? And talk about the routine that is required to pitch at the highest level in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a night owl ever since I was a little kid. I remember in high school, like, just staying up until 3 in the morning and then having to wake up, go to school. For the morning games, it's super important to adjust that routine. You mentioned that Patriots Day start when I was a White Sox, and I got hit around bad. And that I just didn't prepare well. I was still sticking to my late night sleep schedule, and I just didn't come into that game prepared. The Red Sox made me pay. Whereas this year I've had two of those where, you know, I learned from past mistakes and made sure that, you know, I was adjusting my routine with the days leading up.
Lucas, when you're pitching a gym like today and you're facing a guy like Framber Valdez and it's close throughout the first four innings and your offense goes out and gives you six, can you talk about the shift in mentality, if there is one? What are you thinking out there? Are you trying to get them back on the bench as fast as possible, or are you just sticking to the normal plan?
It was incredible for them to come out and have the big inning like that, especially it was coming right off the inning I gave up that homer to Correa. which kind of tilts the momentum in their favor. Even though it's only a one-run lead, you know, it was kind of 0-0 going in, and then I give up that big homer. The offense completely coming in, locking down, answering back big time. It just shifts, like you said, it shifts the momentum completely. So for me, going out after that inning, it was all about attacking the zone. It was all about executing as well as I could in the zone, getting some weak contact, getting quick outs, and then we were able to have that shutdown inning and then just keep going from there.
Well, Lucas, it's been a delight to watch you pitch. We've talked a lot about how fun it is to watch Trevor kind of rediscover himself when healthy, and the same applies to you. And I've told you this before, but, you know, end of last year, you see my boys in the dugout. You give my oldest your hat, and you spent time with him. You were the easiest guy in the world to root for, and it's so fun to watch you thrive like this. And we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Of course. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Lucas Giolito.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.